Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take it lying down.
Don't you take it lying down. No, no, no.
We're not taking it lying down. Fauci and Gates are going down. Make no mistake, you don't kill millions of people and get away with it. Their plan is the total destruction of human life on this planet. And now as people wake up to that horror, it's Fauci's doom, not ours, that looms. But here's a very important report. They used to say that people were laughing at David Icke and myself and others. They're not laughing with you, David, but now they are. Here it is.
They're laughing at you. They're not laughing with you.
Fine. I remember my daughter Kerry saying to me, you know, Dad, one day I'm going to be able to walk down Union Street. And I'm going to be able to say, my dad's not mad. Look at what he said. Look at what he's happening. He was right.
After 30 years, thank God! Thank God I never seen you on those when I was right. A teenager,
oh my God, I did that man, even then.
Oh, thank you.
So, and now, thank God. Thank God.
You've been so kind to everyone.
No problem.
Patient.
No. Thank you very much.
Have a picture of it.
Of course, yeah. Which one, that one?
Yeah.
Who's it for?
Yeah.
Joe.
Brilliant work you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh, it's all yours.
We love you. We're just so fair. You're so amazing.
Go on, then.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Love
you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mate, I've been following you for years. Keep up the good work.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you, mate.
How good does that feel to say that they're not laughing at you now?
They're not laughing at me now.
No, they're not.
They're trying to ignore me. The sight of these people in these vast numbers walking through the London streets saying we're not having it anymore is, it's so freaking emotional, you know. I've done some things in my life, but you know, this is an incredible day for me to have seen all those years ago, those decades ago, where no one wanted to know and everything you said was crazy, and now you see the world waking up on this scale. So you know, the whole COVID era has been a fascistic nightmare, but it has woken people up to the fact that there are forces running human society that are not the people they see, and we have an opportunity now to turn that, seeing that, into ceasing to cooperate with it. And if the kind of numbers we're starting to see cease to cooperate with the diktats of authority and fascism, then the numbers alone mean it cannot prevail. So this is a fantastic pivotal day. A day that gives you enormous encouragement for where we go from here.
Hey, how are you, man?
Am
I going to pitch with you?
Yeah, of course. I love this.
Thank you.
How the police should be.
Thank you, mate.
late.
InfoWars delivers. We have proven ourselves to be the tip of the spear, that our research is the best out there, period. And I don't say that arrogantly. I say that from long decades of research and fighting hard in the trenches. And I know that without your support, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you for your support. And I want to encourage you to continue to support InfoWars symbiotically with a 360 win by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Through Memorial Day, we have the biggest sale yet of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and our best-selling product, our flagship product, DNA Force Plus, has been sold out for almost 7 months. It's back in stock, 40% off. It's the best thing you can do for your immune system, for your cells. It is the Rolls Royce, the Bentley, the Ferrari, the Lamborghini of supplements at the lowest price you're going to find with these ingredients. 40% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of other items are back in stock as well. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com today. DNA Force Plus, back in stock.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more facts, more fears. Your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play the lottery, play football, play the field.
We want your soul.
Here's Britney, here's Cola, here's pizza.
They want your soul. We want your soul. We want you to not interface with God.
Not Oprah. But
to stare down the mud of the globalist system.
Here's popcorn, here's magazine.
So if you understand this, you understand everything. This is the real knowledge, and it's hiding in plain view. They want you to go against your common sense, go against your own senses, go against your own inner sixth sense that God gave you. They want full control. And so your senses say pedophilia is evil. Your senses say incest is evil. Your senses say GMO is toxic. Your senses say I shouldn't trust a medical system with a long history of secret testing and poisoning people with these Trojan horse vaccines. Your senses see people around you getting sick and dying from them. Your senses tell you when you see a cockroach, you recoil from it, even if you're a child, because cockroaches are dirty. They eat dead, rotten things. They carry poisonous bacteria. You see a strawberry, you want it. You see a piece of steak, you want it. You see a loaf of bread, you want it. But you see a pile of feces, you don't want it. Because your brain already knows what you want. So when I mention this topic and I talk about this, you can understand, I have studied every facet of what they're doing. So let's just go from the corporate model. Whenever they roll something out, like eating bugs and making you eat bugs, they have to build it in where it makes money. So they say it's good for the earth. It's a new thing you need to do. Eating meat is bad. You're going to get meat once a year. Bill Gates said so. And the meat you get is from him in a synthetic lab. Or it's going to be made out of mealworms or beetles. And they're already rolling out new farming systems that are indoors that are bugs that they can raise for a lot cheaper and then turn into a protein and make you eat. And they can also feed them a lot of horrible, toxic things like soybeans that will then pass on the toxic chemical in the soybean that will reduce your fertility and make you incredibly unhappy. So they're... Big corporations have been launched, they're prepared, they're globally funded, all the red tape is cut back, and they're allowed to go, but they need somebody who's going to eat it first. So now they're passing laws from Japan to Europe, soon here, California's set to do it, where you can't feed fish protein that comes from an animal, from chickens or from other fish or plankton. You've got to feed them plant products. So you've already got, or insect products. So you've already got a built-in market to put in the insect farms everywhere to get it going for feeding fish farms. Then phase two is you start putting it into ingredients like protein bars and protein shakes and then school lunch programs. And then extruded fake meat made out of insect protein. So that's why the Davos Group is, you will eat bugs, you will like it, you will drink sewage. You're like, oh, they're just saying that. No, they're not just saying that. And then companies that will push it, they'll be completely bankrolled because the mega banks control all the currency and everything else. And this is what they're teaching at the colleges for the future of agriculture and horticulture and animal husbandry, so that you don't have any choice. They are all trained for that new future. So they're going to go out with the code enforcers under Agenda 2030 and outlaw all of the other farming, saying, oh, cows have flatulence. Methane's a poisonous gas. As if there weren't bovine all over the planet before, like the buffalo. They've made that a toxic waste, so you can't operate that way. And they took rid of the cattle industry. Most of the people in the U.S. couldn't even pay the taxes on their farms. So it's economically shut you down. It vertically integrates. Only mega corporations that can come out with these big warehouse internal bug farms can operate. It then displaces you. But it also just trains you that you're a commodity and that you don't get quality. Oh, hey, let's put maggots on your sandwich. And then the left are into conformity and into ugliness and into doing what they're told. And so they go out as virtue signal and show you how they're eating the bugs. And show you how, well, in India they eat bugs. You need to learn to be like that. And, oh, even grass-fed beef, it's evil too. Not just stuff raised indoor, which is almost doesn't exist. Some places have a feedlot before they go to slaughter. They fatten them up a bit to get a higher dollar. So for like a week or two, they eat grain. So this is the demonization of everything, but don't worry, the Davos Group and the mega banks, they will tell you what you can eat, what you can do, and how you can operate, and then the protein quality of insects is much lower. There's a lot of toxins associated with them, a lot of health problems associated with them, a lot of parasites in them, a lot of allergic reactions to them, a lot of toxicity to it, and they can feed the insects what they want, and they won't bioaccumulate the toxins. Insects almost pass 100% of what they eat onto you. And so they're perfect to feed the insects chemical and bioweapon type stuff to manipulate your genetics even more. That's what they really want about the bugs, is they can then, part of their neurochemo that we talked about yesterday, with these new metallic injections you're given, the London Guardian reports, that then control your mind with electromagnetic systems and light. In fact, I've covered that on the war yesterday, and I'd asked very politely, I know a lot's going on, to please have that put on my desk this morning. It was not my whole stack of research on the nano magneto injections, please. We had a big stack on that, and that's key to understanding all this, because they describe the neuron chemo development and how they will feed insects the drugs, and then we will eat the insects. So, and then the regulators are set where they don't count an insect as a drug, even though it's fed the drug. You understand how this works? And so that's how they're going to be able to feed all of you this. And then if they test it, they go, oh, well, that was just in the insect. So the food that can feed and maybe save the planet, bugs. That's right. You're going to drink sewage. Bill Gates said, you're going to eat bugs. Bill Gates said, Klaus Schwab said, and it goes on and on and on from there. So let's go ahead and roll this clip from CNN with them eating the bugs.
Across the country, billions, trillions of cicadas are making their appearance after spending the last 17 years underground. And no one is more excited to see these winged insects make their debut than my next guest, who cannot wait to put them on his menu. That is right. Joining me now is Bun Lai. He is a recipient of the White House Champion of Change Award. He is also the chef of Mia's, which is the first sustainable sushi restaurant in the world. Bun, thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for skipping breakfast and getting ready for this experience.
I am ready. Well, no, I'm not really ready. I have to be honest. Okay, this is sort of, I haven't actually eaten a bug since I was three when I had a spider.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm really psyched about the whole trillions of cicada coming out for Brood 10 because it's getting so much press and nature is getting press. So there's all sorts of important issues that this becomes a platform for. So eating insects is really the future, and it's been the past of humanity as well.
All right, so let's talk about what we're going to do here today. You walk me through this, fun.
Sure. So we got some insects right here, some cicadas.
Okay,
so
got it.
All right, let me come back. Whichever one you want to eat.
When we come back, I'm going to get to the rest of this, and then we'll go to your calls. But this is really important, because he's saying what your future is. Your future is no nuclear families. Your future is sterilized males. Your future is eating bugs. Well, who is it that always tells me what the future is? Well, that's your dictator. And that's what this is all about, the dystopia they're building. They can get you to take a deadly vaccine, the assignment of vaccine. They can get you to eat bugs. You're in a cult. You're in a cult. You're in a cult. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com. DROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
One last breath before wind blows and erase your ears. The sound
Big
of the
brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad erasure. Lock up your wife and children now. Time to wield the blade. Now you've got some company. Let those thieves they ride. They come to take your life. Bill Gates. Bill Gates knows he's been dying since the day he was born. He needs no confession now. Oh yeah. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. And I will do it here in just a moment. But let me just finish up with where I was going with this. We have a Chinese man, very nice man, telling us the future is eating bugs, just like we're told Xi Jinping is the future, and on child policies of the future, and global social credit scores of the future, and Chinese response to the Wuhan release is the future. And she's there learning, and then she eats the bug because she's a paid political whore on CNN. And it's delicious. It's wonderful. She enjoys it, and we're all learning. And now they have FDA announcements. Oh, hey, if you have shellfish allergies, look out with cicadas because you might get sick as well. Oh, it's even advisories. Like, we're all going to be eating it now because, oh, look. Oh, look, Hank Aaron took the experimental shot. I'm going to get it right now. Oh, look, Marvin Hagler took it. Oh, look, Ben Stein took it. Oh, they're dead and dying. Oh, look, CNN said, you know, because the UN says you're going to eat bugs, and a year later, you're going to eat bugs. And you're not going to eat meat, and you're not going to be able to travel, and you're non-essential. Oh, I'm non-essential. I love it. Let me make a soy boy face. But now they're like, well, we need to actually eat human flesh, they're saying. That's now what the same group's coming out with. And, I mean, Davos Group said 5 years ago, we need to not allow traditional burials or cremations, and that we should be made to grind up the bodies at a local facility to put it on the crops to recycle it and eat the flesh, basically. Soylent Green. And now 20 states have passed laws. A year ago, it was 2 states. Now it's 20 states have passed laws to compost humans. Oh! And if you were hiding under a rock the last week, or like Rip Van Winkle, maybe went to sleep, woke up. Last Tuesday, the Senate legalized human-animal cloning. And the smarter people out there are going, what do you mean the Senate legalized? They didn't pass it. Oh, no, it was already going on. There was no law. See, it's kind of like when they come up with a synthetic heroin for a while, and then there's no law, and the DEA can't bust you because it's synthetic. Then they pass a law for that. Or a synthetic ecstasy or whatever. Well, you know, they've been human-animal cloning forever because there was a law against human cloning, not against human-animal cloning. Like I told you 25 years ago, they were doing it. They would just add some animal to it and say it had no rights. And then they had a bill to outlaw that, and it went down in flames. 11 votes short to even pass a law out of the Senate into the House, and maybe have Biden sign it. But Biden said, you know what Psaki said? She said, oh, no, we're against that bill. We believe in stem cells. So did you know that a human-animal clone brought to term, raised, and harvested for organs, though it can talk and say its ABCs, it's called a stem cell. That's right. Under the definitions worldwide, a bipedal humanoid that's 99% human has zero rights. Zero, 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 zero. Let that sink into the old noggin. So you see, I've learned how they run all this stuff. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So what are we going to do about all this? Because you see, if we don't stand up for our unborn, if we don't stand up for our old folks, because that's all Bill Gates is training us and Fauci's training us. Like, hey, come on, that old lady, we don't need to take care of her. We going to get some money and we kill her. Remember what Bill Gates said? He said, if we don't take care of an old woman, we can hire 10 teachers. And the 10 teachers, well, they're represented by that union he was speaking to. And they got real excited. It was kind of sexy to talk about killing people. It was like a conquest they were involved in. And Bill Gates was so important, and they were all at that important talk with him, and oh, they were in control now. And you think those teachers that went along with that, Bill Gates is talking about you, dumbass, you're obsolete. You know, he tricked you. He always wanted to get rid of the teachers' unions because they're bad, but he's worse. He's got computer learning coming that he programs. He tricked you to shut down and to not reopen so he could bust your unions, which is coming next, and you dumbasses walk right into it just like you always do. All you libtards with your 2 or 3 degrees that are worthless think you're so smart. Every statistic shows you're depressed, you're mentally ill, and you're alone. Got a big article out today. Alarming rate of mental health problems in white liberal women. Why, they're the craziest group out there. Did we need a study? Did we need a national poll to know that white women are completely insane? Because they bought into the whole system. They bought into not having a man or having a cuck man, and they bought into taking all the Prozac and all the Ritalin, and they bought into the system, and now they're 45 and they can't have a baby and they're all alone, and all they got's a fake Facebook avatar that's run by a system designed to make them commit suicide. They're in love with an algorithm, and they've got a soy boy who just wants them to buy him dinner. And they've all got their little artist boyfriends. And then they go to their little corporate job, and they know it's totally empty. They know it's all fake. They know it's just a placeholder for the collapse of civilization. And they've all tried girlfriends, and they've tried polyamory, and they tried it all. And just none of it's fulfilling for them. And they even tried Satanism, and it just didn't give them what they needed. And now they're so upset, so they embrace leftist propaganda and garbage even more. But that doesn't empower them. So what are they going to do? But I didn't get to the rest of the story. Would you like to see or eat the bugs? I'm going to go to break and come back with your call. We'll play the bug eating part of that. I promise I'll go to your calls for at least the next hour. We have a special guest in the studio. But I didn't get to the really big news. And that's really the problem with all of this, isn't it? If I don't build this up, no one's going to care. I've got news here so incredible that I can't even know how to deal with it. So I'm not blaming you for not knowing how to deal with it. I don't know what to do. We're all in over our head. We're all in over our head. It's all above our pay grade.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off, or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The the Supernova Vitality's back in stock, 50% off, that ProstaGuard's back, 40% off, that Alpha Power's back, 50% off, that Ultra 12, vitamin B12, take it out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off, or Vasobeats, back 50% off. No, instead, you've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Meet you for coffee at the elementary schools. We laugh about nothing as the summer gets cool. It's beautiful how the sleep normality settles down over me. I'm not bored or unhappy, I'm still so strange.
Right here on this planet, which is a country club in space. And
and the scientists. Done it before, they're doing it again. All right, let me hit the really huge news. I'm going to write your calls. I appreciate Stephen, Kate, Nikki, Josh, James, Andy, Bob, Catherine, Joey, and David Holding. We will get to every single one of you. But I'm going to do deep research, which I've already done, but I'm going to get it all back together again, and I'm going to get all the video clips together. I'm going to do massive research and preparation. I mean, probably 3 hours of it on top of what I've already done for Sunday's show. That's what I'm going to do. The secret invasion, the silent invasion, the stealth attack, that's what the injections are. We have the whole history, the whole background. And I was sitting there last night doing research at like, I couldn't go to sleep, like 1 a.m. At my desktop, looking into the magnetic particles they're putting in the vaccines, now confirmed, and just like asking, my God, what else are we about to learn? I mean, this is just completely insane. I already knew this was going to happen, but Lord, to see it unfold is insane. And then I meant to send it to Scott, the producer, but I sent it to Tucker Carlson instead because he was in the article. And I wasn't even looking for this. I guess they've got a new comic coming out about the Skrulls from the Fantastic Four and their secret invasion, buying off the leaders of Earth. And then there's a Tucker Carlson character in it. But I was literally sitting there scribbling about what I'm going to call this special show I do about the stealth invasions of the vaccines. And I was like, secret invasion or the secret invaders or the secret takeover. And like an hour later, I'm just scrolling through stuff and there's a Tucker Carlson type character to be a new show about secret invasion. I forget the exact name. I've got it in my phone. And it's just like, it's like serendipity, synchronicity. Whatever the hell it is invading doesn't like us and wants to kill us. I don't know if it's Super Skrull or the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus, but all I know is, man, we ain't in Kansas and we've never been in Kansas. We're on a planet in space and there's some stuff going on. And the people running things are out to get us and dumb us down and poison us and control us like they're intergalactic exterminators or something, and we are cockroaches. And let me tell you, you can be white, you can be black. The Bill Gateses of the world think you're a cockroach. See, there's nothing more I hate, though. Because I'm teleprompter free. There it is. Boom, they found it. Marvel casting Tucker Carlson like news anchor for Disney's Secret Invasion series. So I'm sitting there at like 1 a.m. trying to think of what I'm going to call this Sunday special show to try to get people's attention about what they're invading us through these vaccines. They're raping us. So I had stuff written down like, you know, big pharma's rape. No, I mean, because so much of this is a headline. Because I can sit here and lay all this incredible information out, but if I don't give it the right headline to really capture how crazy it is, no one cares. Because this is imagine if aliens were in control and they were putting nano particles. Hell, there was a 1980s movie, pretty well done, actually, by Canon Films that put out all the Death Wish movies. They put out a lot of good B-movies. It was called Invaders from Mars. And they grab you and inject you with a nanoparticle that controls your brain. And you're like, oh, okay, that's Invaders from Mars. We're literally living in Invaders from Mars, but it's not Invaders from Mars. It's our own humans doing it to us. Creating new life forms, which are alien, they're creating with computers whole new viruses that have never been on Earth before. Alien. That's what alien means. And they're putting it in us, and we're just accepting it because some little dwarf dude Fauci is telling us to take the injection. So I rewatched Invaders from Mars. It's a remake of a 50s film that's excellent as well. I mean, it's cheesy, it's B-movie, but it's better than most stuff you watch today. But the 1950 one is even better. But what I'm saying is it literally parallels this, ladies and gentlemen. except it doesn't look like an alien, so we're not fighting it. So let me show you this, and then I'm going to hit this Sunday. There'll probably be some huge war start or something big, then I won't. But barring any big giant emergency, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., I'm going to spend 2 hours on patents and reports and scientists confirming the plan to put magnetic crystals that grow in your body that can be remote controlled by light or high energy arrays. And in the patents, they say the issue is you've got to have something that penetrates deep into all the tissue to control it, and it describes something much more powerful than cell phones, which is 5G. You can't make this up. And they give you one injection, and it starts growing these proteins that are magnetic. And that's why even Italian scientists have now confirmed that it's real, and at the injection sites, that magnets are sticking because it is replicating and creating magnetic cones in your cells. They're literally, like in a science fiction movie, they inject you and you start turning into a silicon robot. There it is. Engineering protein crystals make cells magnetic. Chemistry for life. I mean, it's all, it turns out they're totally obsessed with it. It's a giant Manhattan Project on steroids and PCP. Well, the New York Times, Jones claims they're taking PCP while they make this. It's a figure of speech. And it's just, suddenly it's just everywhere. I mean, this is sick, ladies and gentlemen. So God knows what they're doing it for. God knows why there's jellyfish genes in there. But imagine if aliens said, aliens land, they've got a communication device so they can talk to us. They go, people of Earth, we are here to bring you peace. You will have nothing, you will own nothing, and you will like it. You will eat bugs. Your boys will have their genitals removed. All we need to do is inject you with something, and you'll get free beer. We'll allow you to travel and leave your rat holes, I mean your homes. We are here to free you. Just take the shot. It has jellyfish genes and grows magnetic prions like mad cow in you. We are here to help you. Never mind that Klaus Schwab looks like Dr. Evil. Bill Gates is your doctor, and so is Fauci. Virus-sized transistors will now be put in your body. Please submit to us now. Everything's okay. We love you.
Well, at that point in the movie, you know, the army tanks and helicopters attack and we kill the Martians. But the Martian instead is Anthony Fauci. Maybe he is a Martian with frickin' plastic skin. I bet it is all true, probably. Maybe Bill Gates is a frickin' Martian. I don't know, man, but they're out to kill us, and Bill Gates says he wants to kill us. Your calls, I promise, are straight ahead.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ago. They will soon be on the news saying, I love bugs. They're so tasty. They love seeing you wear a mask over your face, your child sitting on a pedophile's knee. They love seeing you eat bugs. They love seeing you dehumanized. They love seeing your lights out. They love seeing you starve to death. They love hurting you because they're empty and they want to take you with them. Here's CNN, and I'll go to your calls.
Name anything that you're going to be
eating.
Come
on, Fred. I'll name one vermin. Okay, so this is what? This is my seaweed?
Yeah, so we're going to roll it just this way, all right? So we're going to put on some gloves over here.
Perfect.
Cool.
Got it. Herman, what do you think about this?
I think my favorite Whitney Houston lyric is, I believe eating insects is the future. I mean, I love that song. No, look, I have intellectual and culinary curiosity about this, but I'm really just here to watch you eat bugs.
Spread it right out.
Fun, my husband is, like, not going to kiss me for a week.
So it's seaweed with soy, so you're sterilized.
Great, I'll let him
know. He doesn't mind cicada breath.
It's like, what can you get the idiots to do?
They're alive.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, I don't understand.
So the way you'll be doing it is just kind of put in. Oh, no, I was going to have you just use those.
No.
The really fresh ones.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So there you go. I'm told.
See, it's all a big joke, everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to put this
Wait, no, really? Do I really have to eat a live one?
No.
Okay.
I was kidding. Fred is spared.
Fred survives another day.
Ooh, Berman. Berman the cicada's alive.
Yeah, so
okay.
here are boiled cicadas.
Going, Berman.
A psychological warfare expert came up with.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know that that was part of the assignment.
Oh, you don't have to eat a live one, just a dead one. See,
you're about to eat dead cicadas, so don't get too excited just yet.
I got to be honest. I think this was really good for him to tell me I was eating live ones, because this is seeming like an upgrade.
If you look out the top, this cicada looks like.
You notice, I actually never watched this clip, but I'm not trying to brag. Before it aired, I knew what they were going to say. She just externalized the method that live is really horrible, but dead's okay. It's all the same. Think of a psychological warfare op using psychology against you. The key to beating them is realizing their operation, then you already know what they're going to do before they do it. Because it's just the same attack. Lie, demonize, use psychology, attack the enemy. Teach them to eat bugs, teach them pedophilia, teach them to cut their son's balls off, attack. It's just blah. Think of a zombie just attacking you. Like in World War Z, where the doctor's a zombie and he's at the glass attacking us. You don't need to project intelligence on them. They just follow attack. And yeah, there they are in the last Blade Runner, where he's harvesting bugs for you to eat. It's in every movie. It's everywhere. A dystopia is coming. We're going to suck the earth dry. All animals are going to die because they're going to kill the earth. They want to kill the earth. They want to kill all animals, all plants, all insects. They're the ones killing it, posing as the guardian, telling you eat the insects to save the earth. It'll really kill the earth. I promise I'm going to your calls. But let's finish up with the grand finale of, oh, I don't even have to eat dead ones or live ones. I eat dead ones. Here it is.
Ground.
Yeah, that's
so you got artwork over here as well.
Are you ready?
Cheers.
Actually, I'm less scared of this. Okay.
Oh, the crunch.
Mm.
Do I have a wing hanging out of my mouth?
Mm.
Oh, it's literally in there.
It's not a wing. It's a leg.
Hey, that's actually quite delicious.
Mm. Oh.
What does it remind you of?
Reminds you of eating feces for the Pope. Who's not the Pope. Remember, he said all of us that don't agree with world government are like eating feces, so it's okay to turn that around against him. He's not a Catholic, by the way, folks, so I'm not attacking Catholics. Let's go to Stephen in Georgia. Line of the sand, COVID vaccine on kids. I agree. That's my line of the sand, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Parents and people in general have a natural instinct to want to take care of the children, which is the future of humanity. Whether you're a parent or you're just a good person. But the problem is most of these kids probably already had COVID, and we know that if they get the shot, it's going to have some adverse reactions. Nothing's better than a natural immunity, we need to take care of them. And the parents, it's like, oh, all these colleges, you're going to have to take the vaccine anyway to get into your favorite college, or ooh, it's summertime, and now if you want to go around without your mask on, work a summer job, go to summer camp, just take the shot. Maybe you'll get sick. We got time to, shake it off. And then
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Stephen. Great point. Well, let's put that headline back on screen for TV viewers. I'll read it for radio listeners. But major publications say, that's NBC News, science proves kids are bad for Earth. Think about that, the amazingness of that statement. Morality suggests we stop having them. We need to stop pretending kids don't have environmental and ethical consequences. Oh, so now they're being quite obvious why you're taking the vaccine. Quite obvious how they want to kill us. It's the earth, and the globalists are the earth. They have value. You need to die. Business Insider, I want to have kids, but I worry about the impact from climate change. How can I move forward guilt-free? Well, get on board with the globalists and kill a bunch of other people politically. And then you can have children. It's total suicide cult out in the open now. And then you wonder why they're putting poison in the vaccines. Because you're not essential. They are. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Nikki in Ohio. Nikki, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. I am so excited to talk to you. But at the same time, this is terrifying. So I've been listening to you last night. You and Rob Dew were talking about the idea of the magnetism and the prions, which as a molecular geneticist, I'm going to tell you, prions are very real. And when soon as they started talking about mRNA, I went, what are they doing? Why? This is just a recipe for disaster. But you also had this French scientist from 26 years ago talking about how we were going to have vaccines that were going to allow people to be turned into zombies and be controlled with low energy or low frequency bandwidth and or waves. And I went, what did I just read that had that same phrase in it? And it was Amazon Sidewalk. And this is being rolled out, and I'm going to tell you guys what it is, but this is being rolled out pretty secretively. If anyone who is listening, if you still have an Amazon device in your home, the Dot, the Echoes, the Shows, the Floodlights, all of them are going to be turned into a ginormous network mesh, okay, on June 8th. They're all going to be talking to each other over Bluetooth in the 900 megahertz spectrum and other frequencies. They are going to turn on this huge system where this innocuous device that seems to be in every home in the West is going to be broadcasting these frequencies.
I'm glad you raised this. Yes, it's like a 5G network, but another system. And you brought it in as your assistant. It's already spying on you. Now it's part of a repeater system or an antenna farm worldwide.
Exactly. And then it actually reads on their frequently asked questions about this. If I disable Amazon Sidewalk, will my sidewalk bridges still work? And those bridges are the Dots, the Echoes, the actual devices. And it says yes. All of your sidewalk bridges will continue to have their original functionality.
So think about that. So, you think that you bought this to serve you, but really you've just put an Amazon network in everywhere.
Exactly. And us as the unvaccinated, for those that, if you're vaccinated, I'm sorry. You're going to potentially have this zombie thing take over you. But if those of us who are unvaccinated, your whole neighborhood could become this, it will not become, may become, it will on June 8th, this mess.
By the way, it's funny you say that, because in the London Guardian it says they want to inject this in you to control your mind with optogenetics and chemogenetics, and they've done it on rats and primates, and that they can actually control them like remote control with electromagnetic systems. So if you've been injected with this, it gets into your brain, they can actually control you with it. It's right here. They're bragging about it.
You're right over the target, Alex. That's exactly, as soon as that French scientist came on and being, I'm only 30, right? So when I was 4 years old, I wasn't going to be hearing him, but having you bring that in there and just that trigger of low frequency bandwidth, being able to turn people into zombies like Rwanda, it triggered it of, oh my goodness, they're turning our neighborhoods. They're going to turn our neighbors against us. Potentially as these zombie hordes, like you've been talking about as well, where people aren't going to have food, people aren't going to have their livelihoods, and then they're going to have these devices taking over, and they can send any message they want through these bandwidths that they're putting out there.
And remember the goal that came out from insiders at Facebook, make you depressed, make you alone, make you controlled, and the more you have devices, the more mentally ill you are. It's definitely all a beta test of this. 5G, all of it's behavioral. That's in the mainline science, and we now know that that some of these vaccines that are called vaccines, they're not, are growing electromagnetic prions, magnetic magnetoproteins in your body.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.